Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. I'm Tommy Warhurst. Welcome to this edition of Spotlight on Coleman, a unique look into events, organizations, and businesses right here in Coleman. Today on Spotlight on Coleman, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to look back at Tuesday night's election results. Live 95 was proud to bring you live election results from City Hall as the results came in. Myself, along with Tim Collins from our Headlines News sponsor, Coleman Today, had a chance to sit down and talk with some of the winners from Tuesday night. So today, on Spotlight on Coleman, we're going to re-air some of those interviews and let you hear the conversations Tim Collins from Coleman Today and myself had with winners on Tuesday night. Clint Hollingsworth, winner of City Council Place 4, shared his thoughts with Tim on the relief of the campaign being over and working with a new mayor.
I'm relieved. It's been a lot of work. My opponent, Wayne, is a really hard worker, and everywhere I went, he'd already been there, and I told him that. But it's exciting 4 years to serve the city of Coleman, four more, and really enjoyed the last eight. But we've got some exciting things coming down the pipeline, I think, for Coleman, and really look forward to being part of it and appreciate everybody's support.
So we've had a change at the top. I mean, probably too early in the process, but you're going to have a new mayor to deal with going forward. What are your thoughts there?
We do, and Mayor Townsend is a super guy, and it's been an honor to serve with him the last 8 years, and he's done a lot of great for Coleman, a lot of good things for Coleman, and it's been great serving with him. Woody, it's going to be a transition where we're already used to working with Woody with Park and Rec, and he's done a great job over there and known Woody for a long time. So it's one of those deals. We got a budget to jump on, so it's going to be one of those things. There's no time to rest up. We got to get this budget rolling and get it passed and move forward.
Joey Orr, winner of School Board Place 1, talked with Tim about her conversation with Mary Hovater after the results were announced and her thoughts about getting started on the school board.
It would have been a victory for Coleman City Schools either way, because I didn't know Mary before this, but it was she's a great lady and has a lot of wonderful ideas, and I hate that we had to meet this way, but it was a great race.
Yeah, it was a good race, and she's an excellent opponent. No matter who won, the city would have won, the schools would have won.
I agree.
Now, when I talked to you when you came in, I've never seen you anxious, but and that may be an understatement, but you're a little wired up coming in here.
Yeah, I was. It was a full day, and it's been a full campaign, and so to come and just see it all just come together, your what-ifs start going in your mind, and so I was just a little nervous. I just wanted it to end well.
Yes, and it
with
did.
Me on the top.
It definitely did. Now, the votes came in a little slower than we all expected.
Yeah.
Was that agonizing, or when did you feel like you had it wrapped up?
Probably after about the fourth box came in. I was a little nervous when I first came in because the absentee box was there, and I only had a 1 point margin at that point, which was a little frightening. But I was told, just wait, just be patient, and they started coming in, trickling in, and I slowly began to calm down.
Well, you know,
I had a great camp with me to encourage me.
Well, I called you early in the race. I mean, we only had a couple of boxes, and I declared you the winner, and I looked over at you thinking, well, maybe Joey will make eye contact and go, you know, settle down. I never did.
I was still.
You're going. So, big win. Impressive
big
one.
Now
you know what happens. You have to do the job. Tell us your
That's
thoughts
right.
when you walk in for the first time and become a school board member for the city. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to get to work a little bit before I'm actually on the job in November. There's a site visit coming up here real soon, and Susanna just told me about that. So I'm excited to go out and kind of start building that teamwork and that camaraderie with the group that we have, and just getting together with them and starting to throw ideas around off each other. I've already had people starting to approach me with things that they would like change, like different, so I'm sure I'll be getting lots of feedback in the next few weeks.
Well,
but I'm excited to get in and get going.
You eat out once in a while, just be ready for the napkins that just appear as you went to the bathroom, and there's like napkins with notes on.
So that's yes. We go out to dinner quite often with Clint and Leslie Hollingsworth. I said, so between the two couples, I think we're going to have a lot of political problems.
You guys might need
a quiet dinner.
Screener when you're sitting there.
Yeah.
I had a chance to visit with Susan Houck, who will face Chris Branham in a runoff on October the 4th for School Board Place 2. Here's Susan's thoughts on her campaign season continuing and being longer than the original campaign season.
Longer than the original campaign season. By 2 weeks. Yep.
But I guess it is good that we're going on for 6 more weeks rather than not.
Well, yeah, I'd rather be in it than not in it. So we'll figure out a strategy and move forward.
You ran a campaign bringing a different perspective onto the school board. Give the listeners who may not have had a chance to listen to the forum, a meet you in person, an idea of what Susan Houck brings to the school board.
Well, I'm one of the few, I think, that actually threw some new ideas out there about strengthening our industry partnerships to give our kids that are not necessarily college-bound more avenues to explore career options, investing back in our industries the way we've asked them to invest in our schools and our kids. So I would really like for us to look at those possible ways that we can provide our non-college-bound kids more career opportunities so that they're more workforce ready by the time they come out of school. I really want us to consider and look at staggered terms for board members. We will end up, I think, with two incumbents returning to the school board. If we didn't have those, we would have nobody there that had any continuity from the strategic plan. So I think that's important that we look at, and I've put it out there that I will be one of those sacrificial lambs. I'll forfeit a year or two of my term if that's what it takes to make that happen. I think that's important. The other thing that I really think the board needs to look at is how we can more equitably address the funding for our extracurriculars, not just sports, but our arts and everything else that goes into it. You know, I've got a kid that plays sports. I've talked to a lot of other sports-minded people and those that help with the arts programs. And I think we need to look at how we fund all those programs so that we have more equitable resource division for all the kids that are involved in extracurriculars.
And Tim Collins had a chance to catch up with Chris Branham, who is facing Susan Houck in the school board Place 2 runoff. Tim asked him about his new Election Day campaign signs that appeared.
That was the biggest talk today. It wasn't really about people going out to vote, from all the candidates, from everybody in town. Wow, check out your signs. You know, you got the best signs. I had one guy say, it's the best, and he's a little bit of a politician. He said, the best political sign I've ever seen. So it kind of made me feel pretty good.
Now, your opponent coming up in this runoff is Susan Houck. She's a smart lady.
She is,
and she's got lots of support. How are you going to tackle running against her? Have you even thought about that yet?
Well, I hadn't thought a lot about that. I have a lot of respect for the Houcks. Mr. Houck was my middle school history teacher. I've coached their daughter in soccer. So, you know, I've known those guys for a long time. So I have the most up respect and think the world of those guys.
Well, I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Flashing lights on this sign is what you're going to need to win.
That is, and people coming out to vote. I don't think that it's really going to be, you know, the majority of the numbers that we saw tonight. It'll be a real slow or real small turnout, and who will have the most come out?
Well, and I think you're right, and that's the strange thing about this. I've mentioned this before, but it's a $30,000 race. I mean, that's roughly what it takes to put on a runoff.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, and usually on average 500, it's good, it'll be even more than that, 500 people vote. It's $60 a vote, so it's expensive for the city, but it's just as important as anything that one of you are determined the winner. And so to me, it seems like with that in mind, everyone should turn out and vote.
That is correct. I agree. Our right to vote, probably the most important right that we have as a nation.
School Board Place 5 turned out to be the closest race of the night, with Suzanne Harbin defeating Julie Fillinger by only 18 votes. Suzanne talked about that close race.
It was a very tight race, a nail-biter, but I think that shows that the citizens of the Coleman community wanted to get out and vote, and I think that obviously that there was great support for Ms. Billinger. She's a quality person, and I've known her for a number of years, and our children were friends, and so I have a great amount of respect for her.
I think we had record number of people turn out to vote in this election. You ran on the fact that this would be your third and final term on the school board, and you wanted to fulfill the strategic plan. For folks who may not have some ideas on what is left to be done, give us some insight on what's left to be done in the strategic plan.
We're really just the beginning stages of the strategic plan. Basically, what we've done is we've gotten our community input. We've developed it. We have an implementation plan, but the major pieces of that, which address our space issues, our extracurricular support, our personnel, those pieces are yet to be implemented. And so we have a lot to do ahead of us, and it's going to be an interesting 4 years with two returning folks and three brand new ones.
School Board Place 3 was kind of an upset, with Lee Powell defeating incumbent Steve Sides. Lee talked with Tim about his big win.
I feel good, and I talked to myself, well, and to others, before tonight on the way over. I'd kind of decided, you know, it was nice to have run, and it gave you a lot of respect for all the people that did run tonight in all the races, that, you know, they put their name out there, and instead of just having ideas and talking, as we all do, it's kind of a leap of faith to do it. And, I was blessed with a support group who encouraged you to take that leap. And then in doing it, it was a very peaceful feeling on the way over because you knew you had actually, you know, at least just put your name out there. And so I would like to say I respect all the candidates that ran for, you know, going through the work they did. And I'm extremely humbled. And
how about thoughts on Steve Sides, who put in several years on the school board? What are your thoughts about him?
I think they did a lot of good things. You know, I think they've kind of carried that torch, you know, so to speak, from the past, such as with the strategic plan. You know, we have a new high school. And so, you know, and he ran a great race. And, you know, from everything I've heard about him, you know, I feel like he always had the student and the school in his best interest.
No doubt the mayor's race was the most highly contested and anticipated race of the evening. No one can deny the fact that the leadership of Mayor Max Townsend has been beneficial for our city over the last 8 years, and the fact that we've continued to grow and progress. But the citizens of Cullman felt it was time for new leadership and elected Woody Jacobs as the new mayor. In one of the most sincere and professional political moments I've ever witnessed, Mayor Townsend walked out of his office, surrounded by his family and friends, put his arms around Woody Jacobs, and said, "Let's go in," speaking of the City Hall chambers. Once inside, Mayor Townsend began to thank the citizens of Cullman for their support over the last 8 years, and ever so graciously congratulated Woody Jacobs on a win. I asked Mayor-elect Jacobs about his conversation with Mayor Townsend in the chambers.
Well, we met months ago, and I had decided to run, and, you know, sat in with Max and said, "Look, I've decided to run, nothing personal." And at the time, he had not made up his mind, and he later decided to run. And, you know, the thing was, we're going to run a clean race, and I think that was evident.
You did. You ran a positive campaign with the fact that Cullman has progressed over the last 8 years, but you wanted to bring a new perspective and new ideas into the city of Cullman, and the citizens of Cullman agreed with you.
I think so. You know, we took it to the streets, as they say. We put the shoe leather down, and we've 7 weeks of going door to door to door and kind of listening to what people, you know, their concerns and their wants, and, you know, and it's been, I think that probably what did it for us.
Well, in fact, as we saw today, you actually wore out a shoe beating the streets and visiting folks.
Yeah, I wore my slippers tonight because I noticed right there at the end when I walked up anywhere with gravels, I was like, ooh, I feel like I'm barefooted, and, you know, wore them out.
Mayor-elect Jacobs, congratulations on your win. Best of luck as you represent our great city.
Thank you, guys.
So those were Tim Collins from Cullman Today and my conversations with the winners in Tuesday night's municipal elections here in the city of Cullman. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Spotlight on Cullman. Spotlight on Cullman airs each and every Tuesday and Thursday at 10:20 and 2:40 p.m. right here on Live 95. If you have an event, an organization, or a business and you'd like to talk with me about it on Spotlight on Cullman, send an email to Tommy@live95cullman.com. That's Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, at live95cullman.com. Spotlight on Cullman is an exclusive presentation of Cullman Community Radio. Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.